There's good news and bad news when it comes to the case of that strange illness in Leroy. The bad news is more cases are coming forward. The state health department has confirmed 15, one of them a boy. Dr. Laszlo Meschler of the Dent Neurologic Institute says he's personally diagnosed 10 of them, including the boy, with conversion disorder or mass psychogenic illness as a group. The good news is more experts are coming forward to help, including those from the National Institutes of Health.
We are very interested in psychogenic movement disorders. This is one of our major areas of interest, and when we saw that there were patients who had possible conversion disorder, we wanted to make the doctors aware that we're interested in making second opinions on these cases.
Dr. Mark Hallett of the NIH says the students who are willing to come to Bethesda, Maryland and get tested could do so free of charge. Others who are eligible could also participate in an ongoing conversion disorder research study there. The study has been enrolling participants since 2007, all of whom need to be 18 years or older unless an amendment is made to include more of the teens. The patients will have blood tested for two genes that are normally found in healthy individuals to see if they're found more frequently in patients with uncontrolled shaking. They'll also undergo a functional MRI to look at how the brain functions while the subject performs a specific task. In addition to help from the NIH, Dr. Meschler also reached out to a doctor in Rochester specializing in tic disorders.
And the three of us, I think, would like to work together if obviously the children decide with their parents to come back if they still have faith in us.
But this coming Sunday, the parents are bringing in their own neurologist specializing in an autoimmune disease called PANDAS. And that's worrisome to Dr. Meschler.
But I have received phone calls about the potential that there may be, that this may be a significant concern for the health of the girls.